Title: Classic Hardcore Rave Lasers in Jungle Advanced. Alright, let's get into one of the most instantly recognizable jungle and hardcore signatures. The Rave Laser. That piercing sci-fi zap that cuts straight through chopped breaks, answers the snare, and tells the listener, something is happening right now. This is an advanced lesson, so we're not just grabbing a cheesy one-shot and calling it a day. We're going to build 3 laser racks using only Ableton stock devices, then set up a workflow where you can resample, trim, and place lasers like classic sample-based jungle but with modern control, so it hits hard without wrecking your mix. Before we start, one mindset shift that will make everything click. In jungle, a laser is a mid-range event, not a synth part. It's punctuation. If it starts behaving like a lead line, it'll fight the break and your groove will shrink. So we're going to keep the laser's core message living mostly in the mid-range, keep the low end out of it, and keep the stereo under control. Section 1. Session setup. So this behaves at 170. Set your tempo anywhere from 160 to 174. I'm going to assume 170 because it's a sweet spot for the style. Keep headroom while you're building. Don't mix into a slammed master. Aim for roughly minus 6 dB on the master while you design, because resonant lasers can spike in a really deceptive way. Now create a return track called Laser Send. On that return, put echo and then reverb. We'll use the return for space so the laser stays punchy and the break stays clear. Then create an audio track called Laser Resample. Set audio from to resampling. This track is your time machine. The moment you can print these lasers and edit them as audio, you're in that authentic hardcore workflow where the sound becomes playable, sliceable, and fast to arrange. Cool. Now Laser 1. The resonant pew built with operator. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple. Pick an algorithm that's basically one carrier, like algorithm 1. For oscillator A, choose saw to start. Choir can be hollower, but saw is the classic bright foundation. Now shape it like a one-shot. Go to the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere between about 120 and 250 milliseconds. Sustain all the way down. Effectively off. Release about 40 to 80 milliseconds. The goal is short, punchy, no long tail that steps on your next snare. Now the classic move. The pitch envelope dive. Turn on pitch envelope. Set the amount somewhere in the range of plus 24 to plus 48 semitones. Start around plus 36. Set pitch envelope decay around 80 to 180 milliseconds and attack at 0. What this does is start the note way up high and then dive fast, so you get that pew gesture even if you only play one MIDI note. And here's a teacher tip. If your laser isn't speaking clearly, don't immediately add more distortion. First, try increasing pitch envelope amount by just a few semitones, like plus 3 to plus 6, or shorten the amp decay slightly. Transient shaping beats more drive most of the time. Next, add auto filter after operator. Use a 24 dB low pass. Put cutoff somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz, maybe start at 2.5. Resonance in the 40 to 65% zone. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Then add some envelope amount, around plus 20 to 40%, and set the filter envelope decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. This is where that resonant bite comes from. The filter envelope makes the laser talk and it adds that aggressive bite without needing insane distortion. Now add saturator. Use analog clip. Drive it somewhere between 3 and 8 dB. Soft clip on. And then trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The tone should get denser, not just louder. Now EQ 8 for mix placement. High pass it somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. Be aggressive here. Lasers don't need low end in jungle. If it's stabbing your ears, and it probably will at first, do a small dip in the 2 to 4 kHz region, maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q. And if you want that megaphone rave character, you can do a gentle boost around 1 kHz. Like 1 to 2 dB. For MIDI notes, start around C3 up to C5. Higher notes read more classic 90s laser. Lower notes turn it into a darker tech laser. Now Laser 2. The noisy zap, using analog. Create another MIDI track. Load analog. Set oscillator 1 to saw and push it up an octave. For oscillator 2, if you have noise available, bring in noise at a lower level. If not, use a square quietly just to add a different edge. Amp envelope. Attack 0, decay about 80 to 160 milliseconds, sustain off, release about 30 to 70 milliseconds. Now the filter. Again, low pass 24 dB, put cutoff around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how bright you want it. Resonance higher than the first laser, maybe 50 to 75%. Then push the filter drive until it bites, but be careful. If it starts doing that constant whistling E tone, that's usually too much resonance at too high a cutoff, or the input is hitting the filter too hard. Now add redux for classic grit. Downsample somewhere around 2 to 6 bit reduction, maybe 10 to 14 bits, and use the mix control. Keep it around 30 to 60%, so you get that rugged hardware vibe without turning the whole thing into a chiptune. Optional, auto pan for a subtle wobble, amount around 10 to 25%. Raid at 1/8 or 1/16, phase somewhere between 0 and 60 degrees. Keep this subtle. Jungle likes punch and center focus, so if this starts feeling like a stereo gimmick, pull it back. Now laser 3. Wide stereo laser, but controlled. This is the big one people mess up. The mistake is widening the dry laser, and suddenly your whole track feels smeared, and the break loses impact in mono. The rule I want you to internalize, dry laser mono-ish. Wet laser wide. Take laser 1 chain and group it into an audio effect rack. Create 2 chains, one called MID and one called sides. On the MID chain, put utility and set width low, like 0 to 40%. This keeps the message of the laser centered and stable. Then EQ8 to keep presence in that 800 Hz to 3K Hz zone. On the sides chain, first EQ8. High pass the sides hard, like 600 to 900 Hz, because low mids in the sides will make your mix cloudy and weird in mono. If it's harsh, you can notch around 2.5 to 4 kHz. Then add echo on the sides. Use a short time, like 1/16 or 1/8. Feedback 10 to 25%. Use echo's filters. High pass around 700 Hz and low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Keep dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. This is not supposed to sound like a huge delay line. It's supposed to feel like width and motion. Then a utility after that. Set width high, like 140 to 200%. And turn the sides down, often -6 to -12 dB. The sides should support, not lead. Now map macros, because you want this playable. Great macro set, pitch envelope amount, filter frequency, resonance, echo dry slash wet on the sides, and saturator drive. Now let's build the send space on the laser send return. On echo, make sure sync is on. Use 1/8 dotted if you want that classic rave bounce, or 1/16 for faster stutters. Feedback 25 to 40%. Modulation low, 0 to 10. Here's the key. Ducking. Set ducking around 20 to 40% so the repeats get out of the way of your dry hit and, more importantly, out of the way of the break. Filter the delay. High pass around 500 to 800 Hz, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. Then reverb after it. Keep it short and dark. Decay around 0.8 to 1.8 seconds. Medium size. Low cut high like 500 to 900 Hz. High cut around 6 to 8 kHz. And keep dry slash wet low, like 10 to 20%. This is a support layer, not a wash. And remember the workflow move. Keep the laser itself fairly dry. Feed space via sends. This keeps the rhythm crisp. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where lasers become jungle instead of random sound design. Use lasers like phrasing markers. Try one laser at the end of every 4 bars as an answer to the drums. Pre-drop. In the last half bar, try a pitch-up laser, and then cut it right before the downbeat. Call and response with bass stabs works great too. Place the laser on the end after the snare. Microrhythm matters. If you place a laser right on top of a snare transient, you're going to soften that snare, even if the laser isn't that loud. Instead, place it right after the snare, or in a hat gap, and leave a tiny gap before the laser, even a 16th note of silence, to increase perceived impact. Now the fun part. Resample like the 90s. Edit like a modern DNB head. Arm laser resample. Record a few takes while you play different MIDI notes and twist your macros. Don't overthink it. You're generating raw material. Then consolidate the best bits. Trim tightly to the transient. Add a tiny fade in, 1 to 3 milliseconds, to avoid clicks. Now treat them like one-shots. Put them into simpler in one-shot mode. Turn warp off for the cleanest transient behavior. Pitch them. Reverse a few. Layer 2 lasers, one tonal and one noisy. And here's a nasty trick. Use simpler's pitch envelope as well. If you already have a pitch dive in the synth, adding a second pitch movement in simpler can create that extra aggressive double dive that feels like classic sampler abuse. A few advanced coach notes before we wrap. First, manage harshness in the 3 to 6 kHz area. Resonant filters love to hurt you there. If you feel ear fatigue, notch it. Don't be a hero. Second, gain staging for resonant stuff. If you're driving saturation and it feels randomly painful depending on the note, put a utility before the saturation and trim by about -6 dB. Resonance spikes slam nonlinear devices, and you get inconsistent tone unless you pre-trim. Third, mono discipline. If you want huge stereo, make it late reflections, side delays and short rooms, not wide dry signal. Now a couple advanced variations you can use immediately. For a double hit pew pew without programming MIDI, duplicate the resampled laser audio, nudge it 20 to 60 milliseconds later, pitch the second one down 2 to 7 semitones, and lower it a few dB. It reads as one gesture but feels like classic sci-fi chatter. For the question mark laser, after resampling, automate transposition so it rises quickly for about 30 to 60 milliseconds, then drops harder. That arcade whoop is pure Reev vocabulary. For extra chrome on top, make a tiny operator layer using mild FM, high pass it hard, and mix it so low you only notice it when it's gone. And for circuit bent endings, resample. Then in the last 60 to 120 milliseconds, automate redux down sample up, low pass down, and volume down. That degrading tail screams old sampler. Now a quick practice exercise. Build a 16-bar jungle loop, where lasers evolve without making drums feel smaller. Bars 1 to 4, one laser at the end of bar 4. Bars 5 to 8, as second call on an offbeat. Bars 9 to 12, increase the echo send by about 3 to 6 dB. Bars 13 to 16, do a mini build. Notes rising C4 to G4 to C5, slightly shorten decay each hit, and on the final hit, do a big send then hard cut the audio 16th. Before the downbeat, silence becomes the impact. Then resample the full 16 bars and chop the two best laser moments into fresh one-shots. That's how you build a laser system, not just one cool sound. Recap to lock it in. Classic rave lasers come from fast pitch envelopes, resonant filtering, and controlled distortion. Keep the core laser mid and mostly mono, and put width and filtered side delays. Use echo ducking and short dark reverb so the break stays clean. And resample plus edit is the fastest route to authentic hardcore and jungle laser energy. If you decide what era you're targeting, like 1992 bright hardcore, 1995 darker jungle, or modern clean and mean, you can tune the same racks by changing pitch envelope range, resonance versus drive balance, and how much wide wet you allow.